Thank you. Mr. George Benson and his cover of Dave Brubeck's Take Five. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, and this is One Song Wonders, the show where we explore many versions of just one song. And in this edition, yep, it's Take Five.
Mm-hmm. stop and take a little time. Just take five.
cool set of some reggae and dub music. That was Mute Beat with the dub number 5. Before that, the Northeast Ska Jazz Orchestra. And we started off with Val Bennett and a tune known as The Russians Are Coming from 1968. But yeah, we all know what that song is. I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to One Song Wonders. In this edition, we are exploring many versions of Take Five. Now, Take Five was composed by saxophonist Paul Desmond and originally recorded by the Dave Brubeck Quartet for their album Time Out. And it was recorded at Columbia Records 30th Street Studios in New York City on July 1st, 1959. Wow, 7 months before Ye Olde DJ was born. 2 years later, it became a surprise hit and the biggest-selling jazz single ever. It's been played here, there, and everywhere because it's such a great tune. So we're going to drop the needle right now on Take Five as interpreted by Phil Upchurch.
In memory of scientist E.O. Wilson, here's a program from our archives.
They've been living on Earth about 100 times longer than humans. They certainly outnumber us, and taken as a whole, they probably even outweigh us. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Today, our subject is ants. Right now, we're listening to highly amplified sounds of an ant colony.
Ants are abundant over almost the entire surface of the land in the world. From the Arctic Circle to southern Australia, they're absent as native animals anyway, only in a few odd distant spots like Greenland and the Hawaiian Islands.
Edward Wilson is Baird Professor of Science and Curator of Entomology at Harvard University.
I'd roughly estimate that at any given time there are between a million billion and 10 million billion ants crawling around on the Earth. A million billion ants comes to about a billion pounds of ants. That's a little bit less than the weight of all of humanity combined. The number of ants that you find in a colony varies enormously according to the species. The world record probably is held by the safari ants of Africa, some species of which have more than 20 million workers. And mark this well, all of them the daughters of a single queen. I've characterized ants as the culmination of insect evolution in that they have evolved the most complex and successful form of societies in the invertebrate world, with their complex caste systems and elaborate chemical communication codes. This has enabled them to be among the most abundant and influential organisms on Earth for more than 60 million years since the modern era of their evolution.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast.
It's the radio show that explores many versions of just one song. This is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to One Song Wonders. Lee Redfield with his take on Take 5. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, and this is One Song Wonders, discovering diversity and creativity in music through just one song. If you have any suggestions for future editions of One Song Wonders, please email me at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very cool and diverse set. That was Perfect Fourth with a harmonica cover of Take Five. Before that, we heard the Ukulele Swing Trio. And mixed in there, we had Merle Saunders with something a little bit different called Five More. And we started the set off with Minoru Muraoka. I'm not pronouncing that right. Minoru Muraoka. And his version of, you guessed it, Take Five. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to One Song Wonders. I'm going to cruise on out of here. I hope you've enjoyed this edition. And if you have any comments, questions, or requests, you can email me at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com. Thanks for tuning in, and keep listening to the songs of life.